From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California vehicle registration fees are going up this year. It's part of the deal lawmakers passed that also increased the gas tax to help pay for the state's backlog of needed road repairs. Capital Public Radio's Daniel Potter reports. It's part of our series on new California laws taking effect this year.
The fee ranges from $25 to $175, depending on the value of the car.
Terrible. I don't like that at all.
Adrian White Brown, her husband, and both her kids are all drivers, and she's not thrilled about the added cost.
I have four cars in our family, and that's going to be substantial.
But David Clore says he's all for paying more to fill in potholes and make roads more drivable for his new Porsche.
I occasionally hit big bumps in the road really hard, and it makes me worry. I'm just sort of on the edge of being willing to drive it on California roads anymore.
Officials say even with the new funds, catching up on California's backlog of deferred maintenance and road work will take the next decade. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
And you can find a link to more California laws now in effect at krcb.org. Well, meanwhile, Caltrans is exploring how the future effects of climate change could impact the state's highways. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Last year's storm season caused more than $1.2 billion in highway damages statewide. In response, Caltrans is preparing 12 reports that evaluate each region of the state for infrastructure vulnerabilities due to changes in climate. Vanessa Wiseman is with Caltrans.
We want to make the best investment possible. Part of that is factoring in how these changes in weather and changes in condition are going to affect the freeway, for example.
The first climate change vulnerability assessment looks at how Bay Area highways could be affected by rising sea levels, warming temperatures, wildfires, and changing rainfall patterns. Caltrans plans to use the findings of each assessment to identify areas that are at risk during extreme weather events. The rest of the reports will come out over the next few years. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
You can find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.